Ron and I are buying a private jet. Does that make sense?
No. Are you okay, George? Did Amsterdam confuse you like your last time?
My plan is to get to 10K a month, 15K a month by the end of this year in cash flow.
Same goal. So I acquired the YouTube channel. I got the full ownership. So that's nice. That's fully...
Congratulations, Ron. If you buy a house, right? What does that entail? That entails like dogs and kids and all that.
No, why? That's not true. That's... Yeah. Why?
Simon, he makes like 120,000 euros just from impact.com. But also like there's competition.
The biggest skill or thing you can do to be successful with YouTube is just... Yeah! He's back from Amsterdam! It's George.
The thing is, last episode, I was in London.
Ooh.
Then what happened was I came back to Finland. The next day, I flew to Amsterdam. And then, now I'm back again in Finland. So hello, and welcome to another episode of the YouTube Business Academy Podcast!
Bam! So you're back in the routine, or are you moving again soon?
No, at least for a month, I'm probably going to be home.
At least for a month. What a lie. Good, but how was Amsterdam? Because you've been there for a couple of days. It was expensive, you mentioned before, but like, why?
Okay, so I flew to Amsterdam. First of all, I love the Netherlands, love Dutch people. It's great. I landed
in... Why do you love Dutch people?
They're so direct. They're so business savvy. They're entrepreneurially minded. Everybody is hustling. Everybody's doing something. Everything is convenient, except for one thing: the housing prices. But let's get to that in a second. Anyway, I land in Schiphol.
Yeah, Schiphol.
take the train. Get to Central in like 25 minutes. Super convenient. I was staying with my friend. Right, so he has a really nice place on like the canal in like the very center, like, you know, 10 minute ride from the Central, and he's paying like $4,500 per month. And it's like,
oh, he's renting it. Yeah,
it's not a big apartment, huh? It's like, okay, there's a living room, there's a kitchen, it's like proper, just one kind of for like a couple, you know,
two bedroom, or
it's a bedroom. There's a, it's nice, it's newly renovated. Yeah, the house was built in like 1890. It's beautiful. Anyway, if I had 5K, I would rent it and I would live there. But soon enough, that's exactly what we want to do. So I was there just for 2 days for business. I went to this gym called Stars and Saints. I sent you the thing.
Yeah.
Their slogan is like, turn your workout into a party. Dude, I signed up for a class. So funny. Because like, I don't have any problems with like, you know, going and training, or like, I've been doing this shit for like 10 years, right? And there, I called them avocado matcha drinking babes.
Yeah, there are plenty of them there. With oat milk.
Amsterdam babes and London babes, bro. That was the best. Anyway, so it's like this class, okay, it's really is a party, but you work out, right? So it's just like a room. It's dark, like properly dark. It's like neon lights, music blasting. There's a trainer with the microphone. Let's go, ladies. I was like there for like 2 minutes. I couldn't start the treadmill.
But was it yoga? What did you do?
No. It was like a workout. It was like they have these different classes. Yeah, they have these different classes. So this class was called like Holy Shred. Anyway, the concept of this gym, hold on, let me back up, is an old church. It was an old church. The guy who owns these gyms, he bought it, or he's like leasing it or whatever. And he turned this church into this gym. So all the classes are called like Holy Shred, Holy Booty, Holy Build, later, like stuff like funny. That. So anyway, it was that was pretty cool. And then overall, we went to this bar. I think it was called like 27. It's like in right in the Dam Square, in a hotel, like the fourth floor. Super nice. I had a cocktail with like gold in it. So,
damn. How much did you pay for it? YouTube money is coming in. you're like drinking it for like 30 minutes because it's like 20.
We
euros.
Just had one. No. We had one cocktail. Before that, we went to a place called Lousy Food and Warm Beer, and I had like three beers there.
Okay, that's enough.
No. It was. Hey, listen. It was a good trip. I got a lot. Oh, we went to Spaces as well. It's like this. I don't know if you know about. You know Spaces.
No.
Okay. It's like a co-working space.
Okay.
So they have different locations in Amsterdam. So we went there. It was really beautiful place inside, and we got work done and we ate good food. Anyway, it was a good productive trip. Now I'm back, and tell me about yourself. You're going to go to King's Day tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm moving to Amsterdam in 2 hours.
So you're going to Amsterdam in 2 hours?
Yes.
That's when the party is starting.
Yes. You should have stayed 2 days longer because it's King's Day. Like the day of tomorrow is King's Day, the day of recording. So that's like the biggest party in the Netherlands. So yeah. The streets are all yellow. People party literally everywhere. So tonight, it's like King's Night. So we go out tonight, and then tomorrow we'll go into town. So I'm visiting some friends. So, but overall, let's also talk. Like, I need to talk about YouTube because.
Hold up. Are you staying with friends?
Yeah. Because during King's Night, it's crazy expensive. It's like $300 a night for like a double bed, dorm room even.
I was checking Airbnb. I wanted Helena to come. It was like Airbnb two nights, 900 euros.
Yes, like, only because of Dan. Like, I've been to Amsterdam for a weekend with my girlfriend as well, and then you can pay like 150 a night for a decent hotel room or 200 in the city center. So then it's more fun. But now, like, people from everywhere come to Amsterdam. Yeah. So, but like, apart from that, like, I'm just home, so I don't do anything crazy. So only thing I did was work out a little in the gym and that kind of stuff.
But so things let's are talk going about business.
Yes. So I acquired the YouTube channel. I got a full ownership. So that's nice. That's fully.
Congratulations, Ron.
Thank you. People have been asking for how much. Well, I've shared it in a private community. I'm not sharing it on a podcast because, don't want to give away too much info. But I think it was overall a good deal. Really happy about it. And I actually still need to pay 50% as well. Like, I got the ownership of the channel before like doing the purchase even. So the guy was really trustworthy.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. From Morocco. So Mohammed, if you're listening, good to the business with you. And
shout out.
Yeah. So really happy about it. Like, basically building up the portfolio with channels. And like, overall, like, I'm improving the quality of the tutorials now. With the tool I've shared in the community as well. I also found one for Windows because the tool was only used for Mac.
Yes, so for Silicon. I got it today, actually.
Really? Oh, that's good. Yeah. But it's really easy way to improve your tutorials. Should we share it? I'm not sure. Maybe let's wait.
I tried it today. It was really cool. Like, you know how the effect of like zooming in and stuff, with like the mouse and the clicks? Wow, I tried it just like for 40 seconds. It's really cool, yes.
Yeah. So I also got the same tool for like Windows because my freelancers have Windows. So I purchased a different one, but looks the same. And I think it's a pretty easy way to increase your tutorial quality while not like having too much work for it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nice. So slowly improving on that. I'm working with the freelancer that's like filming his face. So with the Shopify tutorial. And the tutorial was ranked immediately, but now it died down a little.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. But I think I now have a video made by him as well, and I will just see if that one will perform better. Yeah. So that's it, mostly.
Yeah. I was thinking what you said last time as well about, like, you know, does it make sense to make, like, you know, Medix Media quality tutorials, just like make 8-10 videos, you know, instead of making like hundreds, right? So if you think about it logically, yes, it does make sense, right? To make, you know, be the best in the industry, right? Instead of, if you want to, I was reading this book, hold up. Okay. So another book recommendation by yours truly. It's called.
That's a familiar name.
Brian Tracy, The Psychology of Selling. Highly recommend it. So there, I was reading it yesterday on the plane, and I'm just going to read out this one little part right here that I highlighted. So it's called Follow the Leaders. Okay. So we are in an industry, right? And there are certain leaders in the industry that are doing better than all of us combined. For example, Medix Media gets about 120,000 euros per month.
I wonder if he would stumble upon this podcast and then he's like, his name is Benji the whole time. He has no idea.
Every single episode, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Simon, shout out. Like, I really look up to what you do. Number 6, follow the leaders. Do what successful people do. Follow the leaders, not the followers. Do what the top people in your field do. Imitate the ones who are going somewhere with their lives. Follow the people who are achieving the kind of things that you want to achieve sometime in the future. Look around you. Who are the people that you admire the most? Which ones are getting the results that you want to achieve in the months and years ahead? Identify the very best people in your field and pattern yourself after them. Decide to be like them. Associate with them as much as possible, right? So I don't make so much money per month from my online ventures, you know? I make like 5K, right?
Yeah.
Simon, I don't know how to pronounce, probably German Simon, right? He makes like 120,000 euros just from impact.com. Remember the video that I shared, right?
Yeah.
Affiliate marketing, the thing, right? So he must know something that I don't, or he must be doing something right differently. And if you look at kind of the surface, obviously there's a lot that goes underneath that we don't know. But if you look at like the surface level, right, what we see is he makes like targeted tutorials, right? Very specific, and he makes them like really good, right? Yeah. And that's why he's ranking, because people who are watching it are finding it super valuable. The watch time is super high. Right. And he also has like blogs and stuff. But like, if you're just looking at the YouTube side of things, that's how he does it. So, and reading a combination.
I think it's the watch time thing. I was talking to another guy. I'm not sure if I should share. I'll share it anyway. But he was like implementing a lot of end screens, basically to like people that are watching your video. So they will also watch another video. Like even if they just leave the video on and they keep on autoplay, it will also forward you to other videos. Basically, you need to expand the watch time per viewer as much as possible. And he is saying that YouTube then will also rank your videos higher because your channel is basically worth more in the eyes of YouTube because you can hold the attention longer for their
customers. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So also Medic Media has a lot of long tutorials, at least 30 to 45 minutes. So he will probably always beat the people making 10-minute tutorials because he can hold people for like for the full 10 or like for 10, 20 minutes even because the tutorial is so long. So each AVD is like 10, 20 minutes minimum, I think.
Mm.
So that's also, I think that's the difference as well. And he has an authority, of course, in digital marketing over time.
But I don't think that... Are you talking about like, you know, just kind of extending your video with like a black screen or something? Or what
no,
do you mean?
No, of course not. What I'm saying is maybe you should make longer tutorials so you increase the watch time, or maybe you should make a series of tutorials that supplement each other so people keep watching videos on your channel, increasing your overall watch time across your whole
session
channel.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, and because of that, YouTube will maybe, I don't know, I talked with the guy about the channel from, he has multiple channels, and he is using end screens as well to increase the session time per user. Yeah. But if you have a high session time per user, YouTube will also rank your videos higher because YouTube has basically more security that a user will stay longer when they watch your video because they have a lot of data points that often users watch your videos longer than others, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah, it's like longer view duration per video and then longer session time, right? So session time refers to like, you know, you sit down to eat your tuna pasta, right? And then you log on to YouTube right during lunch and then you're going to watch a couple of videos. So how long is that time that a person is spending or you're spending on YouTube, right? So that's the session time.
Yeah, and especially for in-depth tutorials that are like like you have like WordPress tutorials, how to build a full website from scratch. If you're a complete beginner, you are literally need to see every step because you have never used WordPress before. So they probably watch steps over and over. Like then your watch time is also very high.
Yeah, but also like there's competition.
Yeah, of course. But that's so why the quality thing comes into place. Like you can beat competition in terms of quality and knowledge. I think right now, because right now many people are just making stupid short tutorials for like $1 each, which works. It works in the beginning. But I think overall, if you want to go big, like the 200 to 300K a month with affiliate, you need to become the authority, and you won't become an authority with $1 videos.
100% agree. There is no shortcut to hard work. You need to, you know, start with user satisfaction. Like you need to create with the intention of actually being helpful to someone. Not with the intention that I want to get a quick buck out of it. Because if that's your goal, then you should actually think about how to solve a problem for another person and not for yourself. Because the big money lies in solving problems for other people. You cannot solve your own problem by focusing on your own problem. You can only solve your own problem by focusing on helping solve problems for other people. Does that make sense?
No.
Yes, it does.
Not for me. Oh, for fuck's sake. I lost you there.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, focus on solving problems for other people, and then everything you want is going to come back to you.
Okay, yeah. So just give and you will receive. Okay.
Yeah, give and you will receive.
But what you said before, I disagree. Like, you can, I think it's very good to start out with the simple bullshit tutorials, or not bullshit, but the easy to make tutorials to get search volume going on, get authority on your channel, have some YouTube money coming in. And when you're at like 1 to 3K a month, then you can start investing more in different kind of tutorials. Like, in the beginning, it's very difficult to make like tutorial videos that are like 50 minutes long. You outsource everything, then you're spending at least $150 a video minimum. So in the beginning, I would not risk it, or you would need to make it yourself. But I think like it's more like an advanced step to increase the quality. Like, once you're longer in the game.
Yeah. Hey, quick pause on the podcast. If you're ready to take action and learn how to make money on YouTube, make sure to check out our private YouTube Business Academy community. The link is down in the description. All right, back to the episode.
Yeah, when I was in London, I was in the tube and I saw like the ads, you know, and there were like three big Shopify ads. And that really triggered me to think like, oh my God, like, this is a real company.
But
you don't think about it. You know, you see all these numbers on the screen. Oh, they have 70 million visitors every month. Like, what does that even mean? 70M, you know? And then when you're in the tube, you see all these people, you see all this public transport, and you see these big three Shopify like banners in the metro, then you're like, oh wow, okay, like, you know, this is serious, like this is legit. So yeah. I don't know, to be honest.
Why don't you know?
It's like,
are you okay, George? Did Amsterdam confuse you? Like, you're lost.
No, like I'm fine. I mean, everything is going okay, but I'm just kind of in this thinking right now, you know, making these longer tutorials, like 40, 50, 1 hour. For example, let's say for Shopify, but at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll put all this effort and energy into making one, planning, you know, create, like getting all the resources, doing it. And then it like stays, you know, because it's too competitive. And then it's like, boah.
Yeah. But it's also like, it's good to take into account, like when Matic Media started, like maybe it took a year for him to like get in there, to know how to make these tutorials, to know how to script them, to deliver the... Like there's oftentimes when you check a video, you overlook all the details and you're like, exactly. I can make this video. It's pretty easy.
Easy.
So it comes with time. But I think if you make really good tutorials for like a year, like you can't fail. Right?
Yeah, I think so. And it's also because like I've talked about it earlier. It's like people don't watch just one video. Like people are not just going to watch like one tutorial on Shopify and then click off, right? They're going to watch many, many, many. But it's just a matter of like how many videos there are for like those specific keywords, right? What is the competition looking like? How much demand there is for that specific keyword? Because like, let's say, for example, that, you know, people look for Shopify tutorial for beginners, you know, a million times a month, right? And there are, let's say, I don't know, 100,000 videos for that specific keyword, right? Like different ones that we don't even see. Like the traffic distribution is going to be like, yeah, the top guy is going to get like the most of the traffic and then it's just going to trickle down, right? So yes, you will get some traffic, but it's just a matter of how much traffic is going to trickle down to you. But I think at the end, if you focus on providing the best possible tutorial or the best possible product to the end user, right, to the person viewing, then you can't really lose.
Yeah, but what I think is the biggest skill or thing you can do to be successful with YouTube is just patience as well. You know, things take time to rank, like videos take time to rank. It takes time to understand what a good video is. It takes time to mold your team. It takes time to find those keywords. It takes time for your channel to get the authority to rank. And that's also like, I had it with a coaching call like last Wednesday. I was talking to Lucas and he's doing pretty much everything right. So the keywords, he's now updating all his thumbnails, which will look much, much better. And he's already seeing improvements in terms of CTR and getting more views. But he also expected already to earn way more money. Yeah. But that's just also not how it works. I revealed like my main channel as well, like the whole analytics. And my main channel started to compound after like 3 to 4 months, because then also the skippable ads went up because my channel looked more, I think, more healthy in the eyes of YouTube, because I have more search volume. So they allow better advertisements on my channel because I prove myself. Like all those things people maybe don't take into account. Like when you start a YouTube channel from scratch, it's not like you upload 3 videos and YouTube is like, whoa, this is the best videos out there. We're going to put you in all the search results and push your video. That's not how it works. You maybe need to make 100 good videos or 1,000, and then YouTube is like, okay, he's getting some good engagement. Let's push him more. You know, there's so much competition. Like YouTube doesn't really care if you make a couple videos, basically.
Yeah, Eric asked me, so how many videos did you publish? And then I checked and I had like 1,400 videos on my main. I had 2,200 on my second. We have about 270 on YBA. So that's like 4,000 across like 3 channels, you know?
But that's crazy. Search. Yeah. All an asset.
Yeah, it's all assets, you know. Some of them don't rank, right? Some of them are just dead because it's just too competitive, right? And if you can go to the data, you can see that they're like just stuck at 50 views. But then like some of them do rank and they just continue going. And those are the ones you want. So I'm really trying to like, I also want to look today deeper into the data of my main channel, my second channel, and really like understand, okay, why? Because on my second channel, I posted 80 of those Amazon videos, right? And two of them, right, are bringing in about 65% of the traffic in the last 28 days. 2 out of 80 videos are making up for 65% of the traffic.
Yeah, I think that's it makes sense. Like not every video ranks on the same moment. Not every video ranks at all. So, and it's also heavily trend related. Like maybe people are just looking now more for certain stuff because it's summer or I don't know. Like it's also random, you know?
Mm. So I'm just thinking like, okay, how can I create content, you know, just like those 2 videos, you know? Like, is it even possible? Yeah.
But is there
can
a difference?
Can I like avoid?
What's the difference in terms of video delivery? Like the topic is different, but what else?
Everything is the same. It's just a different title, just a different keyword, just a different topic.
Yeah. So it's like a different product section, like a product collection probably.
Well, yeah, it's what people are looking for exactly for, you know?
Yeah. So you should make more videos around that product collection then, I think.
Right.
Because the video delivery is the same, you said.
Yeah. Everything is the same.
So then it's purely the topic, yeah.
Yeah, it's just what people are looking for.
So better keyword research.
Better keyword research.
There we are again. Yeah.
But it's like, can you really say for sure if your video is gonna like, you know?
No, you never can. But that's the game, and that's why the volume games also does work, especially in the beginning. Because you don't know keyword research that well, you need to just blast videos and like 10, 20% will rank, an extra 20, 30% will rank over time. And then in the end, you will have a profit. But eventually, once you just know like, okay, my video delivery of my video is such at a specific level, I know I can just make a better video than the top 3, then over time, you should be able to outrank them, right? Like, I don't know. But it's just very difficult when you're just starting out to make a really good video because you don't know anything.
Yeah. If you've never made a video, your first objective should be to make a video in the first place, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm testing it with a freelancer. It's very high quality. We are testing it now with a new screen recording tool. The quality is much better. So let's see if user retention improves, and what will do that, like if the maybe the performance of the videos will improve as well. Like it's yeah, like you can't know this within like a week. Like you need some solid data with a backlog of videos to back it up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about like SEO and searchable content is that it takes so long, man.
Yeah.
You need to have
patience. Yeah, but once you have it, it's a big asset to have. Like it's a digital asset.
I'll show you a little update on my Mother's Day video.
Oh, yeah. I show it now every episode I show it.
So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It has been almost 18 days, 17 days and 5 hours. The video is at 110 views. 96% of the traffic is coming from YouTube search. It is at 25 views every 48 hours. Number one for that specific term, which is Mother's Day Gift 2024. And yeah, the traffic is not too hot. I don't think I've sold a single product yet that is related to Mother's Day thing. But
how long does it take for a commission to come in for Amazon?
I think it's like the next day or the day after that, pretty much. Because, right. You know, Amazon is super fast with everything, you know? That's why the cookie window is also 24 hours, because it's just they buy, they ship the next day or even the same day.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's funny to see that it ranks. Like, it was an experiment. So,
yeah.
You know, it works. And what about the Seller Sprite? You made tutorials for them as well, right? That's a while ago already. Or did you?
Yeah, I think today actually the third video was supposed to go live, and maybe it has gone live because I've been just publishing videos. So yeah, I think the third video has gone live today with the Seller Sprite.
Mine will be in 3 days. They wanted one every week.
Yeah, for me, why so weird? But it's so weird, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but like maybe they have a reason for it.
Yeah. But yeah, what else? What else is good?
Oh, yeah, I got another company outreach to me about their affiliate commissions, actually two, affiliate program. Like, hey, you can make a video for us and then you get 30% of the commissions. And then the tool is like not that known. So you know already like nobody's looking for this. So it's nonsense. Yeah. So then we were like, no, we don't do that, but we can make videos. So we closed two videos for $150 each. So it's $300. It's a nice extra.
That's a nice little extra money for King's Day.
Yeah, exactly. it's a good way to maybe counter those emails. If they don't look like spam, maybe just counter the emails and say, hey, we don't do this, but we can offer specific video tutorials targeting keywords that can bring in a consistent stream of leads, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And maybe that you can close them, you know?
Yeah. I'm also, you posted a thing about the $100 thing for one of the companies in the, so I actually made videos now for that company and I already pasted a link. So maybe next episode, I'll give you an update if they give me the $100 or not.
I'm curious. Yeah. I my video is still in the pipeline, so I haven't even made it. But they must be like it's their own
but maybe listen, maybe they when you click like accept, you know, you're accepting the terms and then the terms are like if the video meets the quality blah 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 blah, and you know,
could be, but you have pretty decent quality if you have filmed your face and it looks
well
pretty
the video that I submitted is actually of my freelancer that I
okay what was his name? Ali. I checked the guy. I've never worked with him before. So
you know what's funny? I misplaced. It wasn't you who worked with him. It was actually Alexa, our Serbian friend. And he messaged me saying that like it was a pleasure to work with him and all that. So
yeah, shout out to Alexa by the way, because he also helped me with the acquisition of the channel. I asked him for some feedback because he bought.
Oh
one
really?
As well. Yeah.
How did he help you?
I was just asking, like, where do you look for, like, where did you look for when you bought the other channel? Just some small things to look at, you know, nothing crazy. Yeah. But it's always good to have, a second opinion.
I'm sure that there are some people listening to this who would be interested in, like, buying a channel that is cash flowing about $1,000 a month. So if that's the case, reach out to us. There's a link going to be down in the description to apply to our community. So apply to join our community, but specify that you are looking specifically to acquire you know, a cash flowing channel or maybe multiple cash flowing channels. And Ron and I will be able to maybe help you out with that, you know, because we are reaching a slightly older audience. And yeah, slightly older audience. maybe they're not interested in starting it themselves, right? Not everybody is, but they have some money, right, that they would like to invest and perhaps get into the digital space, onto YouTube specifically. So that's
basically, if people want to sell their channel, then reach out, or?
No, if they want to buy or sell.
Ah, check. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. When you click the link, you can have a text field like, why won't you want to join the community? Then you can just leave it in there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if that's the case, because, you know, we got to move into the bigger territory. You know, we got to become bigger boys, Ron. We got to buy, sell stuff. We got to.
Yeah, but also, like, if people want to sell or, of course, buy, but like, selling a channel also makes a lot of sense, because you're it's a lot of basically potential capital that's stuck in. Yeah, in the digital world, you know.
Yeah, if you want to sell, we are interested in buying, and we have buyers. If you're interested in buying, we have sellers. No, really, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's great. Like, I know there are people out there who are always on the lookout for, you know, digital properties or like digital assets, or whether it's like websites.
I just got a message as well on Twitter from Naut. He's probably listening, because he's replying to every tweet, so he probably also listens to this podcast.
Yeah,
he also just bought a search channel, not a big one,
right?
But it's pretty nice. Like, you're spreading your risk. You already have a channel that's doing some cash flow. Like, once you have a video production team, it doesn't matter if you publish on one or on multiple channels. So, why not?
Yeah, and it's good, because like, you can just right away get a cash flowing channel. You can get if you're selling, you can get a pretty good multiple. And if you're buying, you can get a pretty stable, consistent thing that already comes with like a team and stuff. So it's like plug and play. You'll just acquire it. And there are people who build like portfolios of that stuff, man. They're like people who have like hundreds of channels. So
yeah, it's crazy, but good stuff. Yeah. I like it. I like digital assets. It's you're fully flexible. You can go anywhere.
Yeah,
it's nice. I like it.
Digital assets is good. Yeah. So our plan with Helena is to get to 10K a month, 15K a month by the end of this year in cash flow.
Same goal. Let's go.
Very good. And then?
You got to get out.
Get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here.
But I don't know. You want to buy a house there, right? Love some land. Like, what's the plan now?
Burb. Yeah. Yeah. Not now. What? Give me time.
Yeah. So now you're going to move to Spain. How about Italy? Well, I was talking about Italy. Great food.
Italy, great food. Great people.
Wine?
No, the wine. The thing is, okay, if you buy a house, right? Okay, what does that entail? That entails like dogs and kids and all that.
No, why? That's not true. Why? Dude, I can't even buy a house. I live in the Netherlands. You've seen the prices. I can't even buy anything. So. Yeah.
But like, I was
Right.
Yeah, I was talking to like Jorn the other day, also from the Netherlands. And he was like, "Yeah, price here starts at like 350, you know, 100,000 euros
in a small town." Then
in a small town, yeah, exactly.
In my town, probably like not a capital city of like the west of Netherlands.
Small one bedroom apartment in Amsterdam is like starts from half a mil.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't like it. It's crazy. But like then you can better buy a nice old villa or a renovated villa or farm in Italy or Spain or apartment there. I don't care. For half the price, you just sit there with the proper internet connection, have like a nice pizza and a drink. Yeah, always have some sun, and you open your laptop. Hey, team, go work on this video. That's what I prefer. And you're more in the sun. So
yeah. Sun is very important.
Yes. I have it like it's been raining and here and cloudy for like the past 3 weeks. And I was saying, like, when I wake up with my girlfriend, like I'm like, I wish I can just go to the balcony now, sit in the sun with my coffee, like I did in Dubai. Like, it's gonna be a great day. But no,
journal a little.
But it's like 5 degrees here.
Yeah,
but going back to your subject, like when you buy a house, does it mean you need to get kids and pets? Like,
yeah, So eventually,
or does Elena want it? Are you stuck, George? You can be honest. You can tell me outside of the podcast. It's okay.
Let's tell the whole world about my personal life. Yeah. No, but eventually, I want kids. Okay.
Yeah.
I want a family. I want kids. Eventually, right? And Helena agrees with that. No, like 2-3 years. Okay. Until then, we need to experience to live life for ourselves, right? We need to go around, you know, see, live in different places, experience different cultures and all that. And it's not like I haven't done that. Like, I've been to a lot of places in the world, but I just want to continue doing.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like independently with like good cash flow, go live around in different places. It's nice. It gives you like freedom, independence. It's
yeah, but when you have a kid, you also have like the first four years. They don't need to go to school, so you still are a little bit flexible. But then
you know you're gonna be those people who are in the plane with them.
Yeah, but then by then you have your own plane.
Oh, hey, listen, I really want to get my own plane. Run.
No,
I really
want to
get my own plane.
No.
Do you want to get your own plane?
No. Too expensive.
You don't?
I already, like, when I need to get gasoline for my car, I already cringe how expensive it is here in the Netherlands. So, with my own plane. Woo!
You just got to make more.
Yeah, that's
not. But I think for PJs, you can just rent them. You don't have to buy. Like, okay, yeah, buying is like you can customize it for your own liking and all that. But
yeah, but then you only do like short trips. Like a 2-hour trip is like 15K. But then you split it with multiple people. Like then it's pretty affordable just for the experience.
With multiple people. No. Mode of transportation.
So you're just going to sit with two of you.
I want to go visit my friend in Leeuwarden right now. Do you have a landing thing?
A military one.
Only?
Only a military one, yeah.
So where's the closest place that I can land a plane?
Probably there, if you probably can arrange it. And otherwise in Groningen.
Come on, you can't land in fucking military base.
Groningen then, it's like 1 hour from here. You've been there, you've been in Groningen.
Bro, we've been fucking drinking and partying there. What are you talking about?
For like 1 hour.
Stop bringing it up, Ron! I lasted for 2 hours and 47 minutes. And
exactly. No, but great goals. And let's see end of the year. We'll do our end of the year recap on the podcast.
So let's do a hook for the beginning for Andre, like we did last time. It'll work.
How much? No, I don't know.
Let's do something like Ron and I are buying a private jet.
No. Don't do this. No, I think we've said plenty of stuff.
Everybody who joins Yusuf Business Academy is going to get a place on our private jet.
Great. That's great. Great opener.
Are we going to Mykonos?
It's nice weather there already. It's like 20, 22 degrees all summer.
Bro, it feels like everywhere is good weather except for Netherlands and Finland.
Yeah, and the UK. It's the same weather in the UK, I think, right?
Yeah, what's going on?
It's the sea climate.
The global
warming?
Windy,
rainy, cloudy. Well, I'm going to Vietnam next week, and it's 42 degrees.
42? Nay, bro, that's too much, man.
Yeah, but it's like a heat wave going on. Like, it normally is like 35, but we have a pool. Yeah.
What are you renting?
We're just an Airbnb, like a pretty nice one with a pool and in the middle of the Ho Chi Minh City.
Nice.
So next Friday, we leave.
Beautiful. Is it nicer to live with Lotte than it is with me?
Well, I'm not living with Lotte. She's not living here full time.
No, I'm talking about on a vacation. You think it's going to be nicer?
I don't know.
Me?
Oh, ooh, yeah. I told her multiple times. This is the relationship test. 3 weeks, 24/7.
How many? 2 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, 24/7. Yeah. Lotte, you gotta you gotta make it right.
Prepare.
This is when we seal the deal, Lotte.
Yeah. I will be fine. Like, we need to fly back as well, so can't leave her there. No, it will be fine. We've been together like for some nights already, like to Amsterdam and some other places. Yeah. So I think it will be fine. And otherwise, I'll just book something else. And I'm like, hey, no, just kidding. Just kidding, Lotte. She's probably listening. No, I'm not meaning that.
She knows
I'm kidding. I'm very kind, I hope.
Yes, you are. Okay.
We're supposed to already end the podcast 5 minutes ago, and now I'm here talking about my girlfriend. Let's end it. Bye, people.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.